chieftain to the highlands bound cries, "What man, do not tarry, and I'll give thee a silver a pound to Ross or the ferry." Now who be would cross Loch Isle this dark and stormy weather? Oh, I am the chief of Alba's Isle, and this Lord Ullan's daughter. And fast before her father's men, 3 days we fled together. For should he find us in the glen, my blood would stain the heather. His horsemen hard behind us ride, should they our steps discover, then who will cheer my bonny bride when they have slain her lover? Out spoke the hardy Highland wight, "I'll go, my chief, I'm ready. It is not for your silver bright, but for your winsome lady. And by my word, that bonny board in danger shall not tarry. So though the waves are raging white, I'll row you o'er the ferry. By this the storm grew loud apace, and the water it was a shrieking, and in the scowl of heaven each face grew dark as they were speaking. But still as wilder blew the wind, and as the night grew drearer, adown the glen rode Adam men, and their trampling sounded nearer. "Oh, haste thee, lady," cries, "though tempests around us gather. I will meet the raging of the skies, but not my angry father. The boat has left a stormy land, a stormy sea before her, when no too strong for human hand the tempest gathered over." And still they rode amidst the roar of waters fast prevailing. Lord Ullan reached that fateful shore, his wrath was changed to wailing. For sore dismayed through storm and shade, his child he did discover. One lovely hand she stretched for aid, and one was round her lover. "Come back," he cried in grief, "across this stormy water, and I will forgive your Highland chief, my daughter. O my daughter. 'Twas vain for the loud west lash the shore return, our aid preventing. The waters wild went o'er his child, and he was left lamenting.